USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Texas is doubling down on the border as it grapples with the White House and the courts over who holds sway. Republican Governor Greg Abbott ordering the Texas National Guard to erect even more razor wire at crossing points near Eagle Pass. This after the U.S. Supreme Court ruled Texas had overstepped its authority in doing so, allowing federal agents to cut it down. The governor of Louisiana says,
"We stand with Governor Abbott and Texas in reminding the federal government that under our Constitution, states are still sovereign."
Governor Jeff Landry, in a video posted to X, said that his state supports legal immigration. Government data shows the U.S. economy grew more rapidly than expected in the last quarter of 2023. GDP, or gross domestic product, went up 3.3% year over year. Wall Street analysts had expected it would be 2%. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen argued Thursday, saying the economy is back on the right track. She says middle class workers are leading the way.
The stronger middle class everywhere in the United States is key to building a more robust and resilient economy overall.
It is the nation's first execution using nitrogen hypoxia. Alabama carried it out last night. Kenneth Eugene Smith was on Alabama's death row for the murder of a woman back in 1988. Alabama tried and failed to execute Smith by lethal injection back in 2022. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders says it's time to bring big pharma CEOs forward for a public hearing. Sanders wants the CEOs of Johnson & Johnson and Merck to come before lawmakers and answer questions.
One out of four Americans cannot afford the prescription drugs that doctors prescribe. And think about how crazy that is. Sick, go to the doctor. Writes out a prescription, you can't afford it. That's crazy.
This is USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how do we not throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. Well, with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant. And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Buy machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
President Biden on the campaign trail in Wisconsin Thursday, announcing some of the infrastructure projects funded by the 2021 bipartisan infrastructure law. Biden speaking in Superior, Wisconsin, where about $1 billion will go toward replacing a bridge that connects Wisconsin with Minnesota. Biden claimed economic growth has been stronger during his administration than it was under former President Trump. Trump now calling any donor who supports Republican rival Nikki Haley in the primary outcast. In a Truth Social post this week, late Wednesday, Trump said anyone donating to Haley's campaign will be kicked out of the MAGA camp. General Motors driverless car business Cruise said federal prosecutors are investigating the handling of an October pedestrian collision. Cruise said it is cooperating with the Justice Department and U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, among other state and federal agencies who are examining the company's handling of the incident. New research finds most young adults aged 18 to 24 remain dependent upon their parents for their financial needs. That's according to a recent report from the Pew Research Center. The study also found people in their early 30s are also in need of help, saying their mom and dad help out with some household bills still. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.